It's time for another Castle Country FYI, and joining us in the studio today, we have Greg Cook. He is the Chief Financial Officer for Castle View Hospital, and he's joining us to talk about urgent care.
It's right around the corner, August of 2017. This has been a big deal. A lot of people in the community are excited about this.
Right, and it's been a long time coming. We took a little longer to get it under construction than we would have liked. We wanted to make sure it was right, and we feel that now it's right, and so we're moving forward.
As far as the process goes, I mean, has it been pretty smooth up to this point?
Yeah, it has been. It's a typical construction process. Mm-hmm. You know, you go through the approvals and architectural design and everything. So, yeah, it's been pretty smooth. We've made a lot of changes, and that's been a big portion of the delay.
So tell me what the biggest benefit is for a community or a smaller town to have urgent care.
Sure. Urgent care does not replace an emergency room, but there are times after hours or weekends when you cannot get into your primary care physician and have a definite need and need to go somewhere. So urgent care will fit that bill. There are obviously times when it's more appropriate to go to the emergency room, and you'll know when that is, but urgent care kind of is right in between. So
I remember talking to Mark Holyoke about this, and he said, look, it's going to be for the lesser emergency situations as well. I mean, if you're having a heart attack, you still go out to the emergency room. You don't go to urgent care, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They you know, if you walk into the urgent care with a heart attack, they're going to turn around and say, you need to get to the emergency room ASAP. So it's just what it is. It's urgent, not emergent. So
as far as some of the, I guess we could say, the bells and whistles that will come with the urgent care, one of the things that is very neat, you guys will have a drive-through pharmacy.
We will. That's exciting. It's something that Carbon County does not have. So retail pharmacy with drive-up window, very convenient for patients to drive through and pick up their prescriptions. Won't have to drag sick kids inside or anything like that.
I know that's always one of the bad things. When I take my daughter to the doctor, I don't want to take her into the grocery store to after going and seeing the doctor to pick up her medication. You just don't want to. So, no, that's a very neat thing. Let's continue and talk about some of the other perks that you guys will have there. Physical therapy as well.
Yeah, we'll have some limited physical therapy space. Our physical therapy department at the hospital is very busy. This is a central location in the middle of town, and so it'll allow us to expand that a little bit.
And then the hours that the urgent care will be open.
Sure. Tentative hours right now, Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 12. That may change at some point in time, but for now, that's what we're looking at.
So you guys will be closed on Sunday?
Correct, right now.
Okay. As far as the date of completion, again, August of 2017, that's the target date right now. That could change, right?
Yeah, weather permitting. Obviously, we're in the middle of construction as winter's starting. If bad weather hits, it could delay that some. But right now, we think we can hit that August date. So.
Well, Greg, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in and talk a little bit about the urgent care and give us an update on it. Again, I know people here in the community are extremely excited for it. Should definitely prove to be quite useful for us, to say the least.
Definitely. It's much needed in the community, so yeah. We're excited.
Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. That's been another Castle Country FYI right here on Castle Country Radio.